Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone, and a happy 4th of July to you all. The Ukiah Daily Journal reports that the recently appointed head of Mendocino County's legal department was found to be in possession of a loaded handgun and marijuana following a traffic stop. Deputies pulled over Doug Losak at around 2 a.m. yesterday and smelled marijuana. They searched the vehicle and found the weed and the loaded handgun, which Losak said he carried because he had received threats. Losak has not yet been officially charged, and the case has been referred to the County District Attorney's Office for review. The 4th of July can be a noisy holiday, with municipal fireworks shows and the always ubiquitous noise of your neighbors setting off their stash of fireworks down the block. One negative of all that noise is that it disturbs household pets, particularly dogs. The Sheriff's Animal Shelter wants to remind pet owners that, if possible, keep your pets indoors and away from the bangs and booms of fireworks. The noises frighten the animals, and frightened animals run away. Every year, the animal shelter takes in dogs that have run off on the 4th. And to make identification easier, make sure you have tags with contact information, and if possible, microchip your animal. Approximately 2,000 Pacific Gas and Electric customers were left without electricity around noon yesterday after a tree blew down across power lines. Work crews responded, and power was returned to nearly all customers by late yesterday afternoon. The city of Fortuna announced yesterday that the nomination period for candidates who wish to run for two city council seats opens on July 16th. The nomination period closes on August 10th, and prospective candidates can get nomination documents from the city clerk's office. The election will be held on November 6th, and for more information, please contact the City of Fortuna clerk's office. And a reminder that the California Highway Patrol will conduct another maximum enforcement period over the holiday today to target impaired and dangerous drivers on state roads. Last year, 34 people died in DUI-related crashes or in crashes where they weren't wearing a seatbelt on the 4th, and more than 1,500 drivers were arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence. Every available CHP officer will be on duty until midnight tonight, looking out for impaired or dangerous drivers. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I did with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Holidays are usually a busy time for emergency responders, and Independence Day is no different. Captain Ed Laidlaw of the Eureka Fire Department has seen several fire incidents on the 4th of July, some due to fireworks and others to accidents.
Yeah, we've had a number of fires on 4th of July, about 8-9 years ago, and parachute flare. Somebody had set off a parachute flare out off the Woodley Island area and landed on one of the buildings in Old Town and actually started a fire on the roof. Before I was there, we've had multiple fires on 4th of July, you know, either set by fireworks that have been discharged improperly or other means, you know, just accidental. But it seems that fires we have a good chance of having a significant fire on 4th of July.
Another obstacle facing emergency responders are the crowds that gather in town centers. Old Town is packed on the 4th, and that makes it difficult for emergency vehicles to get where they want to go.
It causes problems for us for our responses. When we want to go, we have a medical aid in the down on the waterfront somewhere. I mean, with all the people, all the activity, it really is a huge challenge for us to get around. And, you know, if something happens during the event when we're having our fireworks presentation, there's just so many people, it really poses a challenge for traffic for us.
Remember to use only approved, safe, and sane fireworks today, and be careful while you're out there having a good time. And that's the North Coast News on this 4th of July. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.